In Southern California, at least 10 people were killed and nearly 200 injured before dawn today when a commuter train derailed north of Los Angeles. The accident was caused when the train smashed into an SUV left on the tracks. It then sideswiped another train. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco visited the scene of the crash and has this report.
Attorney John Lamb was on one of the commuter trains on his way to Union Station in downtown L.A. when the accident happened.
We're riding along, and all of a sudden, it felt like the train started free-rolling. I looked out the side, and I could see sparks coming from, I don't know what was dangling down and hitting on the track, but I could see all these sparks. All of a sudden, the lights went out on the train, and we collided with something, and everybody just went flying in the car.
The 45-year-old Lamb says he only banged his knee when he went flying into the aisle of the train, but he jumped off his car to help pull more seriously injured passengers from the front car.
We pulled two or three people out. There was a fire that was starting up in that car, and that car was very badly mangled. They couldn't stand up. They couldn't walk. They couldn't move. They were trapped. We helped get them out from underneath the wreckage and pull them off the car.
L.A. City Council member Tom LaBons was on his morning hike in nearby Griffith Park when he heard what he says was a symphony of sirens, police and firefighters racing to the scene in a light rain. LaBons describes what he saw when he got there, two commuter trains and a Union Pacific train tangled like toys.
It's the most horrific thing where you see the steel torn apart and condensed and crushed as if Superman just tore it up and as you wrinkle a washcloth. And so it's a very sad day in Los Angeles.
Rescue crews had to use their Jaws of Life equipment to pull some of the bodies from the wreckage. They used search dogs to find scores more injured. The wounded passengers were transported to area hospitals, some with critical injuries. Others were taken to a nearby location to reunite with worried family members. Authorities say the man responsible for the fatal accident was 25-year-old Juan Manuel Alvarez. They say Alvarez had parked his Jeep Cherokee on the tracks, then jumped out just before the collision. Glendale Police Chief Randy Adams says Alvarez was apparently on a suicide mission.
This whole incident was started by a deranged individual that was suicidal, who took his vehicle and apparently maneuvered it into an area on the tracks, really not intended for vehicles, got the vehicle stuck on the tracks. I think was intent at that time of taking his own life, but changed his mind prior to the train actually striking his vehicle.
Alvarez has been charged with multiple counts of manslaughter. Among those who were killed was a sheriff's deputy who was a 23-year veteran and father of four. Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca expressed his shock that anyone could have caused such a tragedy.
I'm outraged, I'm saddened that someone would choose to park their car on a track and cause this tragedy is unfathomable to me. This is a major, major accident that could have been prevented and avoided.
The derailment has made a mess of commuter traffic in L.A. Metrolink commuter train lines are down, and officials are setting up bus links to assure passengers they'll be able to make it home. They say regular train service is not likely to resume until next week. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.